broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, kicks off, or I should say continues now. This is the broadcast for February the 26th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two, and our goal always, without a doubt, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, it is a faith-filled fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday, and we are live this weekend from the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association Conference, CSPOA.org, to learn more, to get your tickets and attend live. Where, you say? Woodlands, Texas. We're at the Woodlands Resort, ladies and gentlemen. But if you can't make it in person live, it is available online as well. CSPOA.org. Get involved in the solutions. Donate liberally today. It's the only time we believe in liberalism is when you donate. Just add zeros to your donation, would you please? Just start with a positive number, though, please. And then just add zeros. Will you do that for me? All right, ladies and gentlemen. Richard Mack normally is with us on Fridays and Saturdays on the broadcast, but he's tied up, man, kicking off this incredible live conference. We got people coming in left and right. It is kicked off, and there's a lot of people around having a fantastic time. Hope you are as well. An incredible speaker lineup all in store for you coming up as well. But we can't get Richard with us because he's too tied up taking care of business and helping everybody get all squared away and where they're supposed to be. And they're about to kick off with a prayer and a pledge of allegiance. Imagine that for hate, starting out with a prayer and pledge of allegiance and all that kind of stuff. But we did manage to grab Richard Mack's son, Jimmy Mack, well-known friend of ours. He's been to a lot of the conferences. He was at the Bundy Safety Zone back in 2014, where the American people came to the aid of their citizen, fellow citizenry, and stopped the bureaucrats from murdering cows and people. So that was a wonderful blessing, and he's here today as well. Welcome, my brother, Jimmy Mack.
Thank you so much for having me, Sam Bushman.
What do you think of that introduction, man? Is that all right?
That's perfect. Thank you.
So what's going on with you, man?
Well, I'm just here to show up for freedom. You know, when there's a fight for freedom, I like to show up and be on the front lines.
Fight for freedom, you like to show up and be on the front. How do we get a t-shirt that says that? When there's the fight for freedom, I want to show up and be on the front lines. Isn't that a killer t-shirt, man? Yeah. Come on.
Man, I accidentally did that, but I like it too.
Hey, that was an accidental. Jay, my producer's name is Jay. Can you write this down? And we got to have a t-shirt that says that, man. When there's a fight for freedom, I want to be on the front line. I'm just telling, that just sounds phenomenal. All right, so Jimmy, you've been with your dad to a lot of events, though, too, haven't you?
Yes, sir. I've been going to these events since I was in diapers. So I was raised in the freedom movement. It's in my veins. It's in my blood.
And what do you think of it all, man? It seems like we're losing a lot of our freedom, and it seems like it's getting worse in many ways, right?
You know, I honestly feel like the best has yet to come. I think it's going to get ugly. The storm's going to get ugly. But on the other side of that, it's going to be beautiful. And we're never going to let this happen again.
How do we stay calm through it all, man? How do we cope with that?
We stay close to God. And Jesus will comfort us through it all. And he will give us the strength to endure.
Oh, yeah, buddy. I'm one of those guys that throws down for King Jesus. I'll tell you that right now.
Right on.
So you're a martial arts fighter too, right?
Yeah, I fought MMA for a while. I escaped that career with no injuries, but I still like to train. Still like to stay sharp.
Dude, it's brutal, huh?
Yeah, it is. I'm lucky. I ended up with no concussions, no injuries, so I'll take that as a win.
So let me ask you, because I've always wondered this. You know, when those guys get, I don't know what you call it, the corner of the rink? What do you call it? They get
the corner man? Or
whatever, but they just get there in the corner, or they're against the edge of the thing there, the whatever, and they're just
the
getting beat. Okay, the cage. Mm-hmm. They're in the corner of the edge of the cage. They're just getting beat.
Yep.
How does that feel, though? Don't you just have this feeling like, uh-oh,
well, I
bought the farm, man.
I was usually the one giving the beating, but I did lose one fight. But your adrenaline's going. It's not as bad as you think.
Really?
Yeah, I... When your adrenaline's going, you don't really feel it as much as you'd think.
Because when you see someone taking a beating, man, on the getting smashed in that cage or whatever, you just think, oh, oh, gee. I mean, it's, dude, it just hurts, and you're not even there.
Yeah,
Jimmy.
Yeah, I hear that.
All right, so we need to stay close to God. What else do we need to do, man?
We need to join CSPOA.
All right.
Citizens, you don't have to be a cop to join CSPOA. You can just be a concerned citizen that wants better for the country and wants to stand against these federal encroachments that are destroying our freedoms.
So we say the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, that's really to train sheriffs about their oaths of office. It's to help people understand the incredible Supreme Court win in Richard Mack's favor. Bill Clinton got shut down. He threatened to arrest Richard Mack, but Richard Mack won at the Supreme Court. I don't know why Bill Clinton didn't get arrested, but that's a whole other topic in my mind. What's interesting to me about this whole thing is this really landmark decision helps people understand jurisdictional reality. It helps people understand that we all have a role. Sheriffs have a role. State officials have a role. Federal officials do have a role, although limited in scope, constitutionally speaking, et cetera. But we, the people, have a tremendous role, too. And really, the elected officials need our support like nobody's business today, don't they?
Yes, sir. Change starts at the local level, and we need all hands on deck to be engrossed in what's going on. We have to have hope. We can't. I hear too many people out there saying, oh, there's no hope. We're losing. We're not losing. That's what they want you to think. We're winning. We're winning this battle, and we will. We already know good wins, and we will win.
And to me, that's really the important takeaway. We know good wins. In the end, we know that God and righteousness and honor and goodness will prevail. And even though it seems dark as all get out, sometimes it's darkest, what, right before the light?
Exactly.
How do you keep a positive attitude? I know in this day and age, especially with corona and masks and lockdowns and stay-home orders, and I mean, I could just go on and on and on, right?
Right.
And they're taking away our gut. How do you remain positive in it all, Jimmy?
Well, I would recommend, it starts with what you put in your body. If you're eating toxins and you're not working, you know, you're not treating your body right, it's easier to be in a bad state of mind. And if you're taking care of yourself, then you feel good, and you feel better, and you can have a better attitude all the way around. Don't be going out drinking beer and drinking soda too much.
All right. Have you ever thought about doing radio?
I'm not. No, sir.
No, that's not for you, huh?
Hey, I'm open. I'm open to it.
You know, radio's fun. You could do videos, though.
Yeah, yeah. I do need to do more. I know that. Just showing up for these events ain't quite enough. I have thought about starting a podcast and stuff like that.
All right. Look around. Tell me what you see, man. Tell me what this convention's got.
All right. We have a lot of sheriffs. Some of them are armed. There's only two people wearing masks, and I think they're from the Washington Post.
Well, so, the WAPO can wear masks if they want to. We're into freedom.
Right, right, right. But about the Washington Post being here, you know, they're kind of notorious for fabricating stuff and not making CSPOA look very well, but, you know, my dad invited them here. They've been trying to catch him doing something wrong, and so he just invited them. You want to see what we're about? Come to the conference.
CSPOA.org. You can watch it online as well. That's one of the things that's interesting is they, you know, they say all kinds of things about us. What I find fascinating is every, you know, bureaucrat, every undercover, whatever, from the southern part of the law center, whoever it be, or whether it be somebody in the media, they come thinking that they're going to get something incredible to report. And when they get done, they're like, well, these God-fearing family people are all about the rule of law and the oath of office and law and order, and there's not really a whole lot to report here, you know, because they won't report the good we're doing. They want to find the scandal, and when it's not there, they don't know what to do, so they walk away, and half the time they don't write a story. The other half the time, they just lie.
Exactly. But
the honest ones get stopped in their tracks, don't they?
Right, right. But the good thing about the truth is you can't unhear it, and, you know, whether it's good that they're here hearing the truth, because even if they don't walk out of here a patriot, a few years down the line, something that's said today might resonate with them and might have them change their heart.
Believe it, it's kind of like preaching the gospel of Christ and sharing the message of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, sometimes people aren't ready, but you still work on planting that seed. You still work on that precursor work that is necessary for sometimes hearts to be softened or for people to, you know, their memory later in life when they're more ripe or ready for those things. Things kind of come back in their mind as an echo or kind of come back in their mind as a memory, which really leads them to Christ.
Exactly. And you've done some preaching to me when I wasn't fully ready. I think about 8-10 years ago.
Buddy, I've been preaching for years.
We were having pupusas in Utah. And
what did I tell you?
Well, you were talking to me about the gospel, and I think I wasn't fully, you know, I liked what you were saying, but I wasn't in a good spiritual place at the time, and I think I told you sometimes it's better to speak, or sometimes it's better to listen than it is to speak. You learn more or something. I said something kind of rude, and so I apologize for that. But yeah, what you said, it stuck with me. It did.
And, you know, I don't take any credit. It isn't me. You know, it's God talking through us all. It's the message that we share. It's the efforts and the desire that we put into it that matters. And, you know, again, people may not be ready at certain times. We need to accept people's agency, even though we want people to do right and do good and have a great life and everything else. We got to accept people's agency. If people want to run around and wear masks and then probably be the first to get the corona, which just seems to be ironically typical, right. then we want to accept that freedom that they can do that stuff if they choose, right?
Right, absolutely.
And I think that's something really important to understand about liberty, is that it's all about agency, and we believe in that principle. Jimmy, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you so much, Sam. It's a pleasure to see you.
There he goes, Jimmy Mack, doing a phenomenal job for his dad.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, rock and rolling from guest to guest on your radio this morning. We are live indeed from, what do they call this thing, the Woodlands Resort? In Woodlands, Texas, just outside of Houston, Texas, ladies and gentlemen. So I wrote an interesting headline for our next guest. You got to flip up the switch there on your mic there, Steve. All right. So let's get that. There you go. Now you're going to be live.
I never was very good at scissors or paste.
All right.
Flunk kindergarten.
All right. There you have it. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me just write this headline, see if this makes sense for Mr. Steve Stockman. Former Congressman Steve Stockman, now free by the grace of God Almighty.
Amen.
Is that a good headline to start with,
Bud? Yeah, I love that headline. That's very good.
All right. Steve Stockman back with us, ladies and gentlemen. We were at a conference. When was that conference?
2014? Yeah, a long time ago. And it was an amazing conference because an act of God brought in a tornado and we had to hide in the basement.
Yes, we did, but it spared us.
Yes, it did.
Thank heavens.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Steve Stockman with me now. He was a congressman. He stood for the truth like nobody's business. And they literally took four grand juries to try to take him out. And he did go to federal prison. He has now been released, really, by President Trump.
That's right.
And we're grateful for his liberty, but he's not all the way out of the woods. I hate to say that in Woodlands. But he's not all the way out of the woods yet because they didn't give him a complete pardon like they should have. What do they call this thing they gave you, a commuting of a sentence? Is
commutation,
that what it is?
Yeah.
Commutation,
this just means you're out of prison, but you're still, everything else stands.
And so, thank heavens, though, because you got sick in prison, right?
Yeah, it was pretty rough. I got COVID, and without my charming angel wife, I think I wouldn't have been here today.
Big old shout-out goes to Patty, yeah. No doubt about that.
She went on TV, and 2 hours later, after she was on local news, they took me to the hospital, which turned out, glad they did. I had pneumonia, and they gave me medication. And I think there was numerous times that I was at high risk. So glad to be out.
Now, you probably would have died had they not been able to get you the help that you needed, huh?
I mean, I can't predict, but it would have been very very dramatic in my situation if they hadn't helped me out.
My real point, though, is that this is, even though we don't want to just take all the government lying about COVID because we think a lot of it's bogus and we think it's dishonest and the narrative is certainly misdirected and deceptive for their control purposes. Let's be clear, though. Hey, people can get really sick from the coronavirus, and we're not saying that there's nothing to it. We're just saying we shouldn't lose our liberty on that altar, right?
Absolutely. In fact, I would argue that if somebody wants to choose to do something, it's so funny, the left wants freedom of choice until they want to take that choice away from you.
And yeah, they even want that to murder their babies.
Right? Yeah, well, the thing is, the baby never had a choice. And but I'm for freedom of choice, but I for the baby to choose. You know, I had a bumper sticker, you may recall it, said if baby had guns, we wouldn't have abortion.
Amen to that.
Which drove everybody nuts.
You know, there's so much to talk about. There's not enough really time to get it done. Steve, as you go to a conference like this, look around you, and what have you experienced so far? Let's talk about that first.
Well, first of all, I'm really commending your listeners to, if all possible, come to these conferences. They're really educational. And we needed to lift up our sheriffs because right now they're under attack. I just heard a recent report on our government radio, NPR, in which they said they want to abolish the sheriffs and install a national police force, which I think would be horrendous.
Why would we do a thing like that? Who in their right mind would go for that?
Well, who in their right mind says there's 32 different sexes? And then they said they follow the science, you know.
Yeah, it's a good point. Things that are happening right now people thought would never occur.
No, absolutely. It's shocking, actually. And I almost feel like there's one flew in the cuckoo's nest where one person's saying everybody else is crazy, and you're starting to realize this is what's happening here, that evil's good and good is evil.
There is hope for us, ladies and gentlemen, though, because we believe in Jesus Christ. And when you do that, there's always hope. There's always a way forward. There's always solutions. We never want to lose sight of that. One of the things that I want to bring up, too, is kind of the border. That's one of the big topics that's going to be at this conference today. Richard Mack's going to be speaking on the oath of office and on his personal story, kind of an update on things from his perspective and kind of his trajectory after he beat Bill Clinton to the Supreme Court. He created the CSPOA. We've been working on the oath of office and educating people and this kind of stuff ever since. But one of the big topics is the border. I want to bring this up because you guys, in your administration when you were Congress, critter, from Texas, though. You guys did a lot, though, to help out the disabled, a lot to deal with the border. I mean, you dealt with a lot of these issues, too, right?
Yes, we did. In fact, ironically, this was before Trump was in office or even running for office. We had a bill to build the wall because we feel that actually the policies of the current administration ends up allowing coyotes and other people to smuggle people up. In fact, many parents give their children birth control, and we were on the border. I was on the border with, John from Fox News, and the immigration officers were showing us all the different condoms and all kinds of things. He said that the little girls get raped on the way up, almost 100% of them. So if you're for humanity, you don't want to encourage this kind of abuse.
And this is where Donald Trump made a kind of a point that's really important for people to understand. They kind of mocked him and said, oh, my gosh, he's saying that all Mexicans are rapists and this and that. He said nothing of the sort. What he said is that the criminal element have taken over the border, and these criminal elements of coyotes and smugglers and everything else, they have, human trafficking and drug trafficking and rape, and a lot of these things are at the center of their efforts. That doesn't mean to say that everybody involved is a bad person. The point he was trying to make, and the mainstream press never gave him credit for this, is many of these people that get brought across the border are victims. Many of the people that get brought across the border, especially these teenagers and everything else, are getting raped and abused. And he was really standing up for them, even though they never gave him the ability to really articulate that.
By the way, they rename things. I don't know if people are aware of it. When you hear that children unaccompanied minors, they describe unaccompanied minors as well into their 20s. And we were touring the border where the unaccompanied minors are. We accidentally slipped in the back room where we weren't supposed to go. I was there with Louis Gohmert, great congressman, by the way. And we went back there, and the unaccompanied minors were shaving, and they had tattoos all over them. This is not, we always play word games with English language here, the left does, and I'm alarmed that they're going to open up the borders to the fact that we'll end up with a lot of MS-13. In fact, when I was in federal prison, I met some of those folks, and they said that Donald Trump, this is from an MS-13 gang member, said that Donald Trump has been really hard on them. They didn't like that, so they're probably more happy now that they got someone that's more congenial to their MS-13.
They got old Joe that doesn't really understand at all what's happening. You know, America's going to be a less safe place as a result, sir. This is a national security issue. This isn't just we have an opinion on something or we think differently than you do. This is critical national security stuff, isn't it, Steve?
Yeah, you got to realize, though, this is absolutely Obama's third term. Everybody in there is from an Obama administration. In fact, we nicknamed Biden Obama's sock puppet. You know, he's in there doing all the policies, and which are outlined in Obama's book. All these policies and the 50 or more executive orders are outlined in Obama's book that he just wrote. I mean, it's pretty alarming.
All right. Where do we go from here for you, Steve? What does the future hold for Steve Stockman, a man who is a congressman, a man who's been an elected official in many ways for quite some time? I mean, you were elected, and then you were out, and then you came back, right?
And now I'm applying for a job to be Sam Bushman's assistant. I don't know. I don't have good references, apparently. I'm trying to get that job. I can't get it.
Wait a minute. You got the best references you can get. You stood up for liberty so much so that they threw you away, and you came out still believing in the sacred cause?
Yeah, listen, let me tell you something. I'm concerned on a non-joking side now. Sam, I'm very alarmed at what they're setting up to make the conservatives and to patriotic Americans as being a danger to our society. We're the salt of the earth. We're the ones preserving it. And if they kick us out and throw us in prison and shut us up, which is what they're doing when they build that razor ribbon around the Capitol and all that, it's to intimidate. And this is very much authoritarian governments. They won't build a wall to keep people out. They build a wall to keep the citizens out while they destroy our nation. Pretty alarming. That's the real reason for that wall around Congress, to keep the citizens out from voicing their concerns. It's amazing. You have one riot in 300 years, and you have 300 riots in 1 year by the left, and they don't report any of that. They're African-Americans that were murdered. As you know, there was a policeman protecting his friend's shop. They murdered him. He's African-American. You got white women yelling at African-Americans. They burnt down 3,000 businesses, and many of those, Sam, those businesses were African-American. You know how much money Black Lives gave to African-Americans to rebuild their shops and their businesses?
I don't know, but I know Black Lives Matter got $90 million last year alone, sir.
I had $1.5
billion
now. Wow. Yeah, and none of that money ever went to rebuilding African-American businesses that they helped burn down. It is not an organization. It's not an organization regarding race. It's an organization that's a political organization, and they state so on their own website.
All right, hang tight. We got a quick pause. Steve Stockman, did you know that Joe Biden got arrested for breaching the Capitol illegally?
Yeah, right.
No, it's a real story.
Yeah, I know, but...
All right, let's come back and talk about it. Steve Stockman on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Thank God Almighty he's free. We are live at CSPOA.org conference from Woodlands, Texas on your radio.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Under President Trump's administration, about 300 children crossed the border in an attempt to get into the United States. President Biden touting open borders during his campaigning, a Customs and Border Protection staffer told Biden officials Thursday the agency is now projecting 13,000 unaccompanied children will cross the border in May of 2021. The U.S. military conducted airstrikes against Iranian-backed militia groups in eastern Syria late Thursday. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby confirmed multiple structures belonging to the Iranian-backed forces were destroyed in a U.S. airstrike. No reports of casualties or damage. Leading female Democratic politicians stayed silent Thursday on the sexual harassment allegations against New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo by former aide Lindsey Boylan, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Vice President Kamala Harris, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez were all no comment. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Lady Gaga's adorable little dogs were kidnapped in a violent theft. USA Radio News Bureau, Pacific Northwest, Wendy King reports.
Two of Lady Gaga's French bulldogs named Koji and Gustav were stolen after the singer's dog walker was shot in Hollywood, California. A Los Angeles Police Department spokesperson confirmed to People magazine that the robbery happened on Wednesday night on Sierra Bonita Avenue in Hollywood. The dog walker was transported to the hospital in stable condition and is now recovering, according to sources close to Lady Gaga. The shooter was described as male. He used a semi-automatic handgun and was spotted leaving in a white sedan. The investigation is still ongoing. A representative for Lady Gaga has confirmed that she's offering $500,000 for the return of her dogs. She is now currently in Italy shooting a movie.
Thanks for listening at TGIF, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the power of love that saves us, ladies and gentlemen. The love of Almighty God. Former Congressman Steve Stockman with me. Now free by the grace of God Almighty. And we're talking about Joe Biden. Look, Joe Biden's a criminal, ladies and gentlemen. You don't believe me? All right, well, he's all critical of people breaching the Capitol. And I get it when you say, hey, somebody's committing violence or somebody's destroying property. I get that that's wrong and evil. But you know what? Breaching the Capitol, the average American's allowed to go into the Capitol. They're not allowed to do certain things. Steve might give us a better update on that in a second. But let's hear Joe Biden blatantly admit his criminal activity that he then says everybody else is an insurrectionist for being involved in. Here is whacked out Uncle Joe.
What was that like, walking into the great Senate chamber at 29 years old?
You know, I walked in when I was 21, and I got arrested. It was a Saturday. I was down visiting some friends at Georgetown University. And I came up on a Saturday morning because I was fascinated with the Senate. And they had a Saturday session. I walked up those days, no guards stopping everywhere. And they just got out of session. I walked in the back. All of a sudden, I found myself in the chamber, and I was stunned. I walked up, sat down in the presiding officer's seat. Guy grabbed me by the shoulder, said, "You're under arrest."
Steve, he literally breached the Capitol and got arrested for doing so. And now he comes back and calls everybody else an insurrectionist.
Yes, I know. That's kind of amazing. And I like to point out, too, all the people that were passed away or died were Trump supporters. And as far as I know, I don't know. Was there any guns there? I didn't hear any guns, but there certainly are guns at the Black Lives Matter things in which they...
Well, the only people that had guns at the Capitol were the cops, and they shot a poor veteran,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. I don't know. They keep calling it insurrection. It's kind of an unusual insurrection when there's, like, grandmothers there. I don't know what...
The other thing that I always point out is, you know, there were literally hundreds of thousands of people that heard Trump's speech that
right.
said peacefully and patriotically go to the Capitol and let's look at a vote fraud. And then out of those, you know, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands, but tens of thousands went to the Capitol. A lot went home. But the ones that went to the Capitol, most of them did not breach the Capitol, did not even go into the Capitol. They were remained peaceful outside.
But they were
prayer vigils
yeah.
and everything else.
Sam, they were at the Capitol while the speech was going on, so it's kind of hard to say that he motivated them to do that. But the other thing, too, is I actually had a friend who was my former chairman of my committee. He's, by the way, allowed to go to the Capitol anytime he wants, and he was there. And he saw some Antifa people with the flag, the Confederate flag, and a noose, and he yelled out to him. He said, "There's a provocateur, This African American was really great. Apparently, he got up and grabbed the flag and the noose, and the Antifa guy ran off. Yet none of I only know how many Antifa people have been arrested. Just one so far. That's it that I know of. I don't know how many.
There's two or three, but they're trying to keep it on the down low.
And they're also letting them out pretty quick.
Yes, they are. They don't really want people to know that Antifa was there and that Black Lives Matter was there. They want you to believe that it was all whacked out, crazy, extreme white supremacist Trump supporters, right?
Well, the actual guy that was breaking the window was dressed all in black and had a mask on, classic Antifa outfit. And yet, I'm not aware that they ever arrested that guy that broke the window. He basically broke the window. From what I understand, he left soon thereafter. And then they had another guy dressed up as a police pushing people in. They had pictures of him sitting down, he was an Antifa guy dressed up as a policeman, and I think that needs to be investigated. But they're not going to investigate that kind of stuff. That doesn't take them to the narrative that they want.
What do we do about this, though? Joe Biden literally admitting this kind of corruption, admitting that he got arrested and everything else. And you know, how does this guy become president with a record?
Well, you know, I never heard of a campaign where you sit in your basement and campaign. That's a whole new strategy that's never been used before. The other thing, too, which people don't realize, he had a nonprofit for cancer. You may not be aware of this, Sam, but he had a nonprofit for cancer, raised $4 million. How much of that money went to cancer patients? Can you guess? Drum roll.
5%.
Zero. He kept it all. And that's exactly what they charged me with. I kept 5 or 4% of the entire total amount, and they said I was fraudulent. He keeps 100% of it and never even gets prosecuted. This is a pretty alarming double standard.
How did the swamp, and you might know this better than anybody, congressman, former congressman, how do the swamp monsters on both sides, how do you know when you're okay to do criminal activity and get away with it versus when you're not? I'm not saying that you were involved in criminal activity. What I'm kind of saying is, how do they know when they're untouchable?
Well, I was.
You know what I mean?
It wouldn't have taken 4 grand juries and, what do they say, $22 or $23 million. I joked once, I said, if you just gave me $10 million, I would have saved you a lot of money. I'd have gone in voluntarily.
You know? Oh, man.
But, no, the thing is that there's a cabal of people that are inside there. And there is, by the way, it's not just our country. There's a lot of countries in which they're in that situation and purposely groomed for that situation to garner power and money. And it's alarming at how many people. Our dear friend Mitch McConnell has great ties to China, and that's alarming. How much money? Here's his wife takes over the transportation department, and yet his company, it's actually his wife's company, is using Chinese shipping and made millions and millions of dollars off of it. So he shouldn't be in leadership. He's got a conflict of interest.
Well, and I don't understand, though, how we know.
Now you know why I'm in trouble. I take out both sides.
Well, there's the Mitch McConnells, and there's the Mitt Romneys, and there's the, you know, all these people. I don't understand how they know that they're, because they've done some all kind. Look, Mitt Romney's involved in all kinds of scandals.
Yeah.
Mitch Orrin Hatch was involved in all kinds of weird SNL scandal stuff. And how do these guys become untouchable from both sides of the aisle?
By the way, there's a great book out called Profiles in Corruption, which goes into great detail of the Bidens and also our vice president's corruption. And they get away with it because they have the institution of DOJ, and they control those people there. I was shocked. I was on Meg Kelly's show calling for the arrest of Lois Lerner, and 2 weeks later they showed up at my door, and with little effort, you can research and find out that the hiring practices is policy. That's Morton Blackwell's thing, by the way, is hiring is policy. And when you hire someone, you got to look at their background. And that's just, and what they did, though, is under Obama, he accelerated the program to hire people from the far left and loyal to the cause. And that's why they're giving cover, because they have an ideology that's, their belief is that their ideology is more important than the Constitution or right or wrong.
Okay, I gotta ask you this, because you went to jail. You know how the good old boy network works, right? So, you know, you're in queue, and if it's your turn, then it's kind of like you're coronated, and the elections are kind of a mockery, and they put in who they want, and it's kind of the good old, it's your turn now, and you've played the game properly, you're acceptable, and you're now into the swamp kind of a thing or whatever else. Most elections and most circumstances work that way. You see that in the presidential reality. Oftentimes.
Except I would argue Trump was not that way. He was very much...
I agree Trump was not that way.
Yeah, he's an antithesis to the swamp.
And I think he surprised them. They didn't expect him. They thought they could just kind of mock him and whatever else, and the clown would go away.
But he still couldn't get rid of the swamp. I mean, the DOJ was primarily, as you know, there was one individual who made memes in 2016. They did not arrest him until after Trump was out of office, and they had charged him for making memes is disrupting. It was unbelievable charge. It's ridiculous what they charge them with.
But with a good old boy network, are they going to create a good old boy network of the other side where, you know, it's your turn to go to prison, Steve, and now you're out, and so now they've sent a clear message that we all better shut up and go away, kind, you know, let them have their way with us and stuff like that. And now it's going to be my turn pretty soon, and so I'll be the next up in the good old boy opposite.
What my concern is going to be more... administratively targeting conservatives and Christians. I mean, you're going to see the next 4 years, you're going to see explosion of, and it's in Rules for Radical. It's called Target, Cut Off, and Destroy. And what they do is when you send them to prison, they try to cut you off from all your friends. As you know, I think you sent me books, other people sent me books and letters and never got them. But there's Hebrews.
We tried, sir.
I know. Well, you're not the only one. I had Reagan's best-selling book. A biographer of Reagan tried to sell me a book, and I kept sending it back. But Hebrews 13:3 is an excellent scripture. It refers to, remember those that are in prison. Both our founding fathers of our faith and also of our country had to go to prison. So it's not unusual for patriots to go to prison, but it is unusual that we forget them once they go to prison. That's why I'd like to talk about John Woods sometime on your show, but Senator John Woods from Arkansas.
It is a serious issue, ladies and gentlemen. And we cannot forget those who go to prison. You know what? We make a commitment when we get baptized as Christians.
Absolutely.
Steve. And that commitment really is to bear one another's burdens and to really not judge, but to say, hey, how can we lift up the arms of those who are struggling and those who are downtrodden and those who seem to be forgotten. And our goal and our responsibility is to make sure that never happens to the least of us, right?
Absolutely. And the thing is that during these next 4 years, we need now more than ever to make alert and make people aware of political prisoners. Everybody thinks it's happening in other countries. Trust me, it's happening here. The DOJ has a success rate greater than the Soviet Union. It's like in the 90s, 95-98% conviction rate.
Are they going to toss me away next?
Possibly. I mean, you make jokes about that, but yeah, very much so.
I don't think it's a joke at all. I think it's very serious.
You very well could. And I mean, they're going after to shut down major, like Fox. They're trying to shut down, which is a huge.
And then I make Fox look like a bunch of wimps. All right, hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live. Steve Stockman on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, live and free from the CSPOA conference. CSPOA.org. Check it out. Check it out online.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
All right, live on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman. I've got Steve Stockman with me, former congressman. Free man, thank you, good heavens. We're talking about how rough it is in America right now. They're literally attacking all conservatives, and they're using all kinds of Alinsky's doctrines for their agenda. You mentioned one of them, vilify, tell a lie long enough, it becomes, quote, supposedly the truth. They also use classic projection, where whatever they're doing, they claim that's what you're doing, Steve.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. In fact, I kind of laugh. People don't realize Hillary Clinton was a defense attorney, and her first one of her first clients was a guy who was accused of rape, and she blamed it on the woman. So I mean, this policy of blaming the victim or blaming people, and then they carry it through. Look at what they did to Trump. Here she's having Ukrainians and Russians help her, and she accused Trump of exactly what she's doing.
Now, the interesting thing back in the day when it was Bill Clinton and rapes and everything else, she called them bimbo eruptions. She just sidelined it.
Blame the victim again.
And so, I don't know where we go with this, and I don't know how we really stop it. It seems like we've allowed the government to get too above the people, where they have too much ability to do whatever they want without any repercussion or accountability. And that alone is it. Those secret combinations above the people are gonna really hurt. We're going to pay the price.
Yeah, the universities are where we're paying for very, very expensive professors to teach you, indoctrinate your children into socialism and communism. It's so pervasive now. Even in mathematics now, they're arguing that 2 plus 2 is not 4, but 5. They said that mathematics is white supremacist, which is bizarre. It's not from whites. It's
white supremacist mathematics? How does that work?
They're blocking it in schools and... In fact, there's actually our good friend Tucker documented that. I'm worried about the safety of all these guys exposing, because the truth is what really harms these guys if you expose them. People don't want their kids taught, you know, that they hate themselves, you know, for the color they are and all that. It's just outrageous.
They're also really working on a term that we've dubbed kind of the cancel culture.
Yeah,
they hate that too.
I heard a story where they said it's really not canceled. We're just trying to improve society. No, you're canceling. You're doing the same thing as when Amazon blocked that book, just recently blocked books. It's the same thing as book burning, you know. And this is what happened under the fascists in Germany. They burnt the books. Well, when you're blocking information, it's the same thing as book burning.
Modern day, that's for sure. Now, I kind of believe in the cancel culture. Let me explain, Steve, because it might make sense to you. No, listen to me now. Hang tight. I don't believe in their definition of the cancel culture, but I do think the cancel culture makes sense. Let me give you an example. I think we got to cancel murder.
Yeah.
And those who believe in pro-choice and want to murder their young, murder their own. Okay, we need to cancel that. That needs to stop.
Absolutely.
All right? We need to cancel this lie that, you know what, if Steve happens to be white, that he's born privileged, then he's born a white supremacist, and it's so systemic he doesn't even realize it. In fact, that's where they've even gone. You don't even know that you're that way. It's so ingrained in you and so part of your core, Steve, that you're a blatant white supremacist, extreme hater of everybody, but your white race, you're so privileged, you don't even recognize it's happening. this kind of stuff. We got to cancel that lie and say, you know what? We're all God's children. Let's start to act like it. Their lies have just got. We need to cancel that.
You know. By the way, you know who they're ridiculing now? Even is Martin Luther King, ironically, because Martin Luther King wanted a vision in which you weren't judged by the color of your skin, but by the context of your character, and that he wanted a colorblind society, and that goes against their narrative. So now they're even attacking Martin Luther King. They're attacking Abraham Lincoln. They took the name in San Francisco. I believe that's where it was. You may want to correct me, but they took the name of Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, off the school's marquee. And here they're turning out kids that can't read or write, and they're focusing on that. It's just surreal and bizarre.
You know, I think we also ought to cancel this lie that says, you know what, there's no difference between a male and a female.
Yeah.
We got to cancel culture that, buddy. That's insanity stuff.
Well, we're not as good as canceling as they are. They seem to be more effective.
Look, they say, Joe Biden says we want to go with the science, okay? We're going to... How can you go with the science and reject a male-female reality check?
Well, they attacked...
It's just not doable.
They attacked that... I apologize. She's a freshman congresswoman. She put up a sign saying there's only two sexes, and that's the science. And they went after her viciously.
But it is. It's the facts. It's the science. It's not debatable. Not only is it square with God's law, but it's scientifically evident in everything we see.
See, Sam, you just don't have an open mind. There's got to be at least 32 different sexes.
I've got an open mind. I know that male and female have been together for thousands of years, and that this narrative has never been challenged till modern day, when they literally want to destroy everything godly.
Wait, this, by the way, is straight out of our book from written by our friend George Orwell, 1984, in which he says, you know, the ministry of truth changing what reality is, and that's really what's happening. You know, they're telling you that things are happening, like CNN standing in front of a burning building telling you the demonstration's peaceful.
Well, and I also want to cancel this culture, this idea that everything sexual that's perverted is good and promoted. Everything moral about the appropriate relationship between a husband and a wife is rejected and ridiculed and mocked. The sex that bring babies, the sex that allows children to be born to the earth and procreative power ordained of God between a husband and a wife, legally and lawfully. So that's ridiculed and mocked and downed as not important at all. But every other perverted sex act, relationship, circumstance, and everything else is shouted from the rooftops as awesome and incredible, and how dare you even suggest otherwise.
Yeah, in fact, if you look at what's going on now, if God doesn't judge this nation, maybe he should apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah.
Ouch. It's brutal. But I look at this culture war, though, and I say, so those are some things that I'd like to cancel. I'd also like to cancel this idea about fake news. Okay? They can have fake news all day, and nobody's allowed to challenge them on it. But if I have anything that they deem fake news, it doesn't matter how factual or accurate or documented I can get it to be, they claim it's fake news, and they literally shut my accounts down. They shadow ban me, and it goes on and on. This fake news war has got to be canceled, too, because, look, I'm not even trying to shut down the Washington Times or the New York Times or CNN, or I completely disagree with their narrative, but I'm not trying to shut them down. They have every right to their opinions and their beliefs, no matter how ignorant and completely backwards and sideways they are. I support their right to be ignorant and confused.
They can't survive without canceling conservative voices, because a conservative voice and conservative is basically not conservative. It's just logical. And they need the absence of that in order to fill the void with the misinformation. And conservatives always argue that there should be two sides. But if you listen to our government radio, they never have two sides. They should have two different viewpoints, and then the reporter should be the referee. But instead now you have a reporter talking to someone that's an ideologue just like themselves, or they'll talk to a Republican and argue the whole time with the Republican. The reporter is supposed to be an arbitrator of truth, not interjecting themselves into the debate.
So I think that the greatest counterweight, obviously, to the problems in America are for the people to repent and turn to God.
Chronicles 7:14.
Yeah, he'll heal our land and protect us, right, if we do what he's asked us to do and repent and change. And that is our hope. But I think secondary to that, what we man can do, if you will, I'm convinced one of the greatest things we can do is in the media. You know, if Donald Trump would have had enough in the media, they couldn't have painted this dishonest narrative. And he went from, let's investigate vote fraud, a legitimate issue, to now he's, you know, running away from Washington, kind of destroyed politically, they claim, and with his tail between his legs. And And they've created that upper hand narrative by their fake news, by their dishonesty. And I think if we had enough people in the media to tell the tale of liberty and enough people to listen to us, we could have really reshaped that narrative, and they couldn't have got away with it. The reason they get away with it is because they can fake news, manipulate the press into carrying their ball as if it's truth. And I think so. The reason I bring this up is I think the media is one of the greatest ways we can educate and counteract these lies and this secret combination above us. We can expose it. When light happens, it tears down darkness. When good people pull down power, great things happen, Steve.
Absolutely. In fact, talking about fake news, it was amazing when they showed these kids in cages and they said, Trump did this, Trump did it. And he said, wait a minute, those are photographs from the Obama administration. Now they're using the same kind of facilities that Trump actually had, and they're calling it wonderful. The Washington Post described it as a cheerful camp. It's the same place that they're literally, the Washington Post earlier under Trump called it as horrible.
And you went and toured these places, right?
Yeah, we did. In fact, well, a few times we got rejected. And
wait a minute, rejected? Why? Who?
Well, because we're conservative Republicans. They told us no at first.
I see.
And this is because I was serving during the Obama regime.
Yeah, if you're Casey Cortez, you could have just rolled in.
Yeah, huh? Well, it was funny because Louis started crawling over the fence and threatening, so they wouldn't let us in. They finally let us in. And frankly, we saw a lot of things which was not prescribed or described in the media. And they didn't want that stuff out. It was pretty horrendous. A lot of the problems we have here is people say, well, we want to emulate what we did in the 1800s, with large immigration. Well, people forget everybody that came through Ellis Island was documented, and they checked for health, and a lot of times they were turned back or they're quarantined.
Yeah, in fact, if you go there right now, they even walk you through what was done back then. Kind of a good explanation, yeah. A good historical reality about I've been there, and they explain exactly what they did. They'd have you walk upstairs and watch your gait and different things to determine, if you were covering something up, and they had all kind of ways of exposing the truth, didn't they?
Yeah, and it wasn't uncontrollable immigration. It was very well controlled and documented. In fact, people use that now. Ancestry.com is an excellent source, and then a lot of the source documents they get is actually from the documentation they got from Ellis Island, and it's well written, and actually their handwriting, they didn't do it by computer, they hand wrote it, and their handwriting's actually, I don't know if you saw it, but it's pretty amazing penmanship.
It's amazing, no doubt about it.
I don't have a handwriting like that, they're really amazing.
But yeah, they documented it well, and it wasn't a goal to reject everyone or to be hateful or racist. It was a goal to say, hey, how do we protect Americans? How do we grow the population with contributors? Because look, we don't need a bunch of people on the dole. How do we grow this country in a way that is entrepreneurial and fiercely independent? And how do we teach those principles so that people understand them and realize that's the genius of America? That was the idea, right?
Yeah, exactly. In fact, if you listen to Trump, he's never anti-immigration. He, quite frankly, was open to immigration. He said he wanted the brightest and the best to come to America, which is what happened in the 1800s. A lot of people, very energetic, wanted to start new businesses, wanted to get a chance at a freedom, and they came here for that purpose, and that's exactly what Trump wanted, was people that wanted to be here for the purpose of bettering our nation, not just open immigration where we have MS-13. By the way, I thought everybody that's supposed to come in this country from the airport was supposed to get COVID tested, yet the people coming across the border don't get tested. What's up with that? We have double standard even on COVID testing.
Well, if you suggest we should test the people at the border, you're a racist, buddy. What do you think? Mexicans need to be tested and all you white privileged people don't? Is that what you're saying?
That's what apparently it is.
So they're just crazy. Yeah. Everybody, here's the good news, though. At the end of the hour, you know what? God prevails in the end. Let's never forget that reality check.
Yeah, that's amen to that. But as we're going through these times, this is an interesting period to live in. It's rather shocking at how we're telling our children and what we're telling our children. You need to find out locally what's being taught in your schools and follow up.
Second thing we need to do, in addition to turning to God Almighty, ladies and gentlemen, we need to realize that we can make a difference. We can get involved and make for changes. CSPOA.org is the website, live and on demand conference there via the web. LibertyRoundtable.com, live radio at your fingertips. We will be live from the conference tomorrow as well, broadcasting live from the Woodlands in Texas. CSPOA.org, check it out. For Sam, Steve, and all of our guests, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.